This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to BFM 89.9, the business station. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury, in the studio with
Jeff Sandu,
Arvind Braj.
Of course, Christian Wong is our producer of the day. We spoke just then about the boneless, fishless fish. We forgot to mention the marrot.
Which is the meat carrot.
The meat carrot, didn't we?
From Arby's.
Yeah, it doesn't look particularly appealing at all, but that's just showing you the other side of the coin.
What world are we living
in? I know, right? It's like when, you know, people are coming out with all these wonderful inventions of how we can sustain the planet and one thing or another, and then the others are like, ah, see?
Yeah.
We just want to show you the other side.
And you don't know what it's for.
You've no idea. It's for nothing.
Yeah, what is it solving here?
You're like, okay, good for you.
Is there a shortage of carrots or something?
No, there's not. 018-789-8899 is the number if you want to get in touch via WhatsApp or Twitter. We're at BFM Radio, of course. Speaking about WhatsApp, this is a little bit of a warning that I came across this morning from Forbes, actually. I picked this up this morning. How as many as 25 million Android phones have been hit with malware that replaces installed apps like WhatsApp with evil versions that serve up adverts, cybersecurity researchers have warned as of yesterday. It's called Agent Smith.
Matrix.
Yes, the malware abuses previously known weaknesses in the Android operating system, making updating to the latest patched version of Google's operating system a priority. This is according to cybersecurity firms. Now, as of now, most of these victims are based in India, where there are as many as 15 million were infected. But there are more than 300,000 in the US, with another 137,000 in the UK, making this one of the more severe threats to have hit Google's operating system in recent memory. The malware has been spread via a third-party app store, 9apps.com, which is owned by China's Alibaba rather than the official Google Play Store. Now, typically, such non-Google Play attacks focus on developing countries, making the hacker's success in the US and the UK more remarkable. Whilst the replaced apps will serve up malicious ads, whoever's behind the hacks could do worse. Quote, due to its ability to hide its icon from the launcher and impersonate any popular existing app on a device, there are endless possibilities for this sort of malware to harm a user's device. They said they've warned Google and the relevant law enforcement agencies. Typically, the attack works like this. Users download an app from the store, typically a photo utility, a game, and then this app then silently installs a malware disguised as a legitimate Google updating tool. No icon appears for this on the screen, making it even more difficult to find. Legitimate apps from WhatsApp to the Opera browser and more are then replaced with an evil update, so they serve bad ads. The researchers have said the ads themselves aren't malicious per se, but in a typical ad fraud scheme, every click on an infected advert will send money back to the hackers as per a typical pay-per-click system. Now, there's some indication that the attackers are considering moving to Google Play. The Checkpoint researchers, who are the cybersecurity firm, have said that they found 11 apps on Google Store that contained a dormant piece of the software. These apps have since been taken down. So what can you do? They are saying what you need to do is to go to your Android settings, then the apps and notification section, go to the app info list and look for suspicious applications with names like, and this is where it gets a little complicated, folks, pay attention, Google Updater, Google Installer for you, Google Powers, and Google Installer. Click on those suspicious applications and choose to uninstall it. Otherwise, stay away from unofficial Android app stores might help.
If that's all a little bit too confusing, there will be a link in the podcast that we will upload later, and then check out that link because they have, you know, I guess like, you know, a visual cue for you to do this. Because I'm trying to do it on my phone as you're speaking, and you're like, gosh, it's a lot. There's a lot of apps, and you know, I only use like maybe 5 or 6 apps, but internally in your phone, there's a lot of these kind of apps.
System apps
in the background.
Right? I think the thing is, as long as you are using the official Google Play Store and the official Galaxy Store,
much safe.
You're pretty much safe.
But it's a good time to check anyway.
It's a good time to check.
Yeah, you never know.
Also, you know, it's actually, they're clever in the sense that they're attacking countries like India because India has about 200, sometimes 300 million WhatsApp users. just staggering. Mm. We only have like, what, 33 million population in Malaysia.
Mm-hmm.
They have 300 million people using WhatsApp.
On WhatsApp.
There you go.
In India. And, you know, in India, there are large parts of India that is, you know, very new to technology. And, you know, they're using the low-end Android smartphones that are more vulnerable to these kind of vulnerabilities simply because they don't have the latest of operating softwares. And they are using maybe two or even three generations behind, which has loopholes in them,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And, you know, they're not savvy users. They're not savvy users in the sense that they know what to do and what to... That's why India has a lot of WhatsApp scams, and it has caused people to even, you know, go in sort of like, you know, cause riots. And I think there was a whole case about, you know, spreading fake news on WhatsApp that has, you know, unfortunately, a few individuals have, you know, died.
There was some guy died recently.
Yeah, died because of, you know, of fake news that spread on these messages. So, you know, it's very critical. I guess, you know, for the urban places in India and also here in Malaysia, we're a little bit more savvy in that sense. But if you know family, friends, I do it with my mom all the time. Once every week, I'll check my mom's phone in terms of what kind of apps that has been installed. And sometimes, you know, she has a game that she never installed.
Yeah.
She just
comes bundled with something else.
But even then, so it's just like, I don't know. It's like, you know, something popped up when I was scrolling through Facebook.
Mm.
And then I just kind of click something and I didn't really care much. But then I'm like, well, but this game is in here, and like, do you have to play this game?
There was something recently. I downloaded a filter for my camera, or what I thought was a filter for the built-in camera. And it turns out once I downloaded that filter, it also had installed another camera app. And I was like, that's frustrating. I didn't want to install the camera app, but there you go. Just be cautious, folks. As Jeff said, we'll have a link up on the website a little bit later on in the podcast, so you can check for yourselves should you be worried about this. Even if you're not worried, it's just, you know, smart to check on your phone every now and again if you're using Android to make sure that you're not being infected. Anyway, it's time for us to wrap up. Of course, it has been a show about going to space or not, and talking about Richard Branson and all of his successes and his failures.
Yeah, because Virgin Galactic is set to become the first space tourism company to go public.
Then we spoke about Impossible Foods and their boneless, fishless fish.
Tasty.
Mm.
Is it though?
Sounds tasty.
Okay.
We've got, so just very quickly on that, Kesh Rad Hawa messaged on WhatsApp saying, is meatless or fishless meat vegetarian?
They're very smart. Then they don't say. They don't say they cater to the vegan market because,
You
know.
So our producer Christine said, like, really also depends on what's your definition of being a vegetarian, why you're being a vegetarian as well. So right. So you know, I was trying to Google online and look for it as well. There isn't really a definite answer to this as well. I guess it goes down to,
it again, depends
on you and your belief and the reason why you were being vegetarian.
I'm sure there are vegetarians and vegans out there who would disagree with you on that.
Yeah.
And agree with you.
Yeah.
Let's leave it at that. Coming up, final story of the day. What was in your WhatsApp? Be safe, be secure, check your phone. That's all the time we have for today. If you missed any part of this show, don't forget you can download the podcast a little bit later on. It's available via the app from the Apple App Store or Google Play, or of course we are on Spotify. Now, after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. It is the QS World University Rankings, regarded as one of the three most influential university rankings in the world. Jason Newman, the vice president of QS, joined the Breakfast Grill to discuss trends in higher education around the world and where Malaysian universities stand amongst the rest. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Arvind Yuvaraj and Jeff Sandhu, this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow at noon on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.